Schools have shifted. Our governor and most governors in the country have announced that their school years in face-to-face teaching are over, and the schools need to now shift to some sort of online. There are lots of concerns with this because it's not our normal delivery method. And I hear a lot of people going that our students will fall behind. I don't know what they're falling behind because I didn't know that they were all on the same spot and the same place anyway. I think there's a lot of inequities in our education system based on geographic location, socioeconomic issues, cultural issues, you know, and really fidelity of our whole education system. And it all sort of flattens out by the time people get into career fields, although some people have gotten left behind. But I'm thinking that this is a huge opportunity. While we're staying at home, what are we learning? We're learning new ways to connect. We're learning new technologies. We're learning to adapt. I think there's so much learning just in the whole process of shifting that if we can get everybody engaged and figuring it out, just in the few weeks that we've been home, I've seen kids learn so much of how to stay involved, of how to use new tools. I get an email saying I can't do this, and by the time I respond to it, they go, "Hey, I got it, Mr. Block. I figured it out." They're getting the skills to get past the frustration, and they're learning to look at all avenues to learn instead of just the one person standing there in the classroom. So while it is very difficult and it is new and challenging and they're not going to get all the content that they normally would if we were in face-to-face school, they are learning how to learn on their own. They are exploring and they're gaining skills that we need in the workplace. In the workplace, we don't want the employee to come and ask the boss every minute when they don't understand what they want to do. We want them to figure it out. And our students now, due to latency of technology issues, have that. Due to the asynchronous instructional methods we have to use, they get stuck. And then, on their own, they can figure it out. Now, it doesn't work 100%. And yes, we're going to get really frustrated. And some we are really wondering where they are. Definitely have that. Like, why haven't I heard from this person? Why isn't this student logged in? So there's lots of concerns as we look at it. And, you know, I could do a whole nother talk on equity, but I'm just thinking about job skills that our students are gaining that they probably never would have gotten or would have gotten to a lot later in their school career if this hadn't happened. So as we look at all the negatives, let's focus on the fact that there are some opportunities here for students to jump in their skills that they might not have had before. I know that as we venture into this, we will have our highs and lows. So let's focus on the highs and try to even out those lows and enjoy our Friday, April 3rd. And stay curious, my friends. Have an awesome day. The sun is rising.